Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Stewart bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 11-year, coming up on 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Giant Leap Consulting, the author of Leaders Open Doors, Positively Mad, Courage Goes to Work, Right Risk. You start to get the idea here. We're talking leadership. We're talking courage, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. To talk about that. Bill, thanks again for being here. Say it again, giantleapconsulting.com, is that right?
Yep, and couragebuilding.com. And I need to remind your listeners, Jim, that I'm here for our friendship, but really, most of all, because of the great rock and roll music that you play whenever I'm here.
And we only do it for you, too, by the way, Bill. We don't do it for anybody else. It's only for you. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. And we're talking about how to be a velvet hammer. That's kind of, you know, isn't that a great metaphor? Isn't that a great term to use? I mean, the first time you heard that, did anybody have to explain it to you?
No, it's such a great term. In fact, the first time I saw it, Jim, was when the first President Bush was president, and I think his chief of staff was James Baker.
Yeah.
And he was somebody who was who could negotiate on both sides of the House and was seen as a very good diplomat, but he was also a very good enforcer. And that was the term people used for
he
him.
He could like drop the hammer on you, and it may or may not hurt, right?
In doing so, he'd preserved the relationship. He was not offensive.
It was productive.
When he
talked to you, you got his message across. You knew where he stood, and it was productive. And isn't that the criteria that we want to accomplish when we're talking to our folks? When we have to give them a little bit of touch us, as my mother would say, some touch us information that might sting a little bit. Let's talk about, in the previous segment, we talked about how to do this with an employee who was, you know, didn't necessarily know better. They were dealing with a customer, and you were trying to work it out. Let's talk now about how do we deal with it when someone is maybe they should know better, they've been warned, and it's an internal thing that could really create a lot of problems. How do we deal with it then?
Mm-hmm. So assuming that you actually still want to retain this employee.
That's a good question.
Because that's another different conversation about letting them go. But there's a great metaphor or acronym, actually, that we use over here at Giant Leap, and it's called, sometimes you have to have a beer. And beer stands for this, is that you got to sit them down, and first thing you have to do is talk about the behavior. Not a personality defect, not a character flaw in them, but the behavior, that what you actually saw them do, what they actually said. The first thing you say is not,
you know what I don't like about you, Bill? that's not the first thing you say, right?
Exactly. You keep it on the behavior, so you keep it factually and you keep it from being personal. Then the second thing is, then you talk about the effect.
All right, what would an example on the behavior sound like? What would be an example?
Let's see. So, you know, I'm your manager, and Jim, three times in the last month, I've had people come to me saying that you've said things to them that cross boundaries, and
that's
they felt offended.
Okay, that's the behavior. That's just a fact. Okay, go ahead now.
Exactly. The effect, so now I move into the E, the effect of that is that that there's low levels of trust on the team, and people aren't really sure in any meeting if you're going to say something offensive again. Then you talk about the expectation, so it's the second E. The expectation is that we all remain professional and that everybody has a voice when we get together, and nobody out-dominates anybody else, and that you bring your professionalism to the table. Even though we're all friendly with one another, even though we have a great working environment, there are boundaries that we still have to respect with one another. So you clarify the behavior, you talk about the effect, you set the expectation, and then you talk about the result. And when you talk about the result, so now this is the R of the beer, when you talk about the result, you talk about how the condition should look when he's behaving the way that he ought to behave. So when you're able to do that, Jim, when you come and bring your professionalism, what you're going to find is people are going to be much more willing to be candid in front of you. The trust level on our team is going to go up. It's going to be a great reflection on you, and it's going to help your career. So why wouldn't you want to do that? So you have a beer. You talk about the behavior. You talk about the effect that that behavior is causing. You set the expectation of what the future should look like, and then you talk about the result that will happen once that behavior is being
changed. And since this person has already been down this road once before, perhaps, you say, I'm gonna get you to respond, and you're going to have an opportunity to correct this, but I want you to know that whatever you say and whatever you do next is career-defining. Is that too little velvet there? Or is it time to take the velvet off?
I think that's a lot of de-velvet right there,
yeah.
Right?
Is that too much?
I don't think so. I think that if it truly is a last straw situation, then you got to let them know that. Like you've got to let them know that this is something you've seen three times. And Jim, you've been a productive member of the team for a long time, and I'm saying this so that you know it. We can't tolerate this again because it'll be the last conversation that we have next time.
Exactly. So it's how much velvet and how much hammer, folks. That's the key. And Bill, thanks for helping us understand that. Good job today. Come back soon.
Great talking to you, Jim, about Courageous Conversations. I'll talk to you soon.
Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.